fundamental groups of human intellect, one philosophic, the other incapable of appreciating the deeper mysteries of life. To the discerning few were revealed the esoteric or spiritual teachings, while the unqualified many received only the literal or exoteric interpretations. In order to make simple the great truths of nature and the abstract principles of natural law, the vital forces of the universe were personified, becoming the gods and goddesses of the ancient mythologies, while the ignorant multitudes brought their offerings to the altars of Priapus and Pan, deities representing the procreative energies. The wise recognized in these marble statues only symbolic concretions of great abstract truths. In all cities of the ancient world were temples for public worship and offering. In every community also were philosophers and mystics, deeply versed in nature's lore. These individuals were usually banded together, forming seclusive philosophic and religious schools. The more important of these groups were known